بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 19 of the classes of the purification of the heart, and the title of the class is Trust of Kids. And we can also call this class Beware, This is Your Duty. Actually, we are continuing to learn about fulfilling the trust as a characteristic of the believing hearts. Last week, we learned about children as a trial and a blessing. And today, inshallah, we will learn about an important trust in Islam, which is the trust of the children. In the Quran, Allah the Almighty said in Surah number 66, Surah Al-Tahrim, verse number 6, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. O you who believe, ward off yourselves and your families against a fire whose fuel is men and stones, over which are angels stern and severe, who disobey not the commands they receive from Allah, but do that which they are commanded. Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah, the Almighty, is commanding all the believers to save themselves and their families from the fire of the hell. It is the duty of the parents to save their children from the fire of the world, and it is also their duty and their obligation to save them from the fire of the hereafter, which is everlasting, severe fire. The only way to children from hellfire is to raise them according to the rules of Islam. Living Islam as a way of life means the following. Number one, to teach our children the Islamic values, rules and manners. Number two, to educate them the best morals. Number three, to protect them from the bad companionship and friends. And number four, to clarify to them the reality of the worldly enjoyment, so that when our children grow up, they will not waste their precious life in desiring these deceiving enjoyments. Instead, they will live their worldly life at the farm of the good deeds for the sake of having the paradise as their final destination. From the verses of the Quran, the following. When you fulfill your trust regarding your offspring, you will be united with them in the paradise, and you will save them from the hell fire. Allah the Almighty teaches us this fact in the following verses of the Quran. We will read now from Surah number 52, verse number 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء كل امرئ بما كسب رهين.
And those who believe and whose offspring follow them in faith, to them shall we join their offspring, and we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. Every person is a pledge for that which he has earned. In this verse of the Quran, Allah, the Most Merciful, is granting a great honor to the believers who fulfill their trusts regarding their offspring, as He is informing that the believer offspring will join their parents in their place of bliss, even if their offspring don't attain the standards of the God-fearing. As long as they are believers, they join their parents without detracing anything from their parents' reward. We will read now from Surah number 40, verse number 7 and 8, to learn about this fact. We will read verse number 7, 8, 9 from Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. Those angels who bear the throne of Allah and those around it glorify the praises of their Lord and believe in Him and ask forgiveness for those who believe in the oneness of Allah, saying, O Lord, You comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge, so forgive those who repent and follow Your way, and save them from the torment of the blazing fire. O Lord, make them enter the Adn Paradise, everlasting gardens, which You have promised them, and to the righteous among their fathers, their wives, and their offspring. Verily, You are the Almighty, the All-Wise, and save them from the punishment for what they did of the sins, and whomsoever you save from the sins, that day You have taken into mercy, and that is the supreme success. Actually, these verses are a supplication of the angels. The angels are the creatures which Allah created of life, of light, and they obey Allah's commands. The angels are supplicating for the following. Number one, forgiveness of the believers who turn to Allah in repentance and follow His path. They are also supplicating for saving those believers from the torment of the blazing fire. In addition, they are supplicating for the admission of the believers into the heavens, when there is added the company of the righteous spouses and offspring. This is an aspect of the unity of the believers. It is the bond of faith that fathers, spouses, and offspring are united. Without it, all their ties are severed. The angels are supplicating Allah to shield the believers from the evil, as the evil deed is the reason for all the punishment. When Allah shields a believer from evil, Allah actually shields that believer from the consequences of such evil. This is a great mercy on the Day of Judgment for the believers and their offspring to be united together in the gardens of the Paradise. In Surah number 13, verse number 22 and 23 and 24, we will learn about the unity of the believers and their offsprings in the Paradise. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار. And those who remain patient seeking the Lord's, those who perform a salah and spend out of that which we have bestowed on them, that is to say, they pay the zakat secretly and openly and rebel evil with good, for such there is a good end, Adn, paradise, everlasting gardens, which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers and their wives and their offspring, and angels shall enter to them from every gate, saying, peace be upon you, for you preserved in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. In this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is mentioning the characteristics of the believing hearts, the believers whom they have the believing hearts and whom they will receive the great reward from Allah. Those believers are the ones whom they remain patient during trials and hardships, which are part of our worldly life test. Their patience is based on the belief in Allah's decree. They are patient for Allah's sake. Number two, they perform their prayers with sincerity and at its fixed times. Number three, they pay the charity, the obligatory and the non-obligatory, that is to say, the zakah and the sadaqah. Number four, they rebel evil with good, a form of forgiveness and prevention of spread of corruption. For those true believers, Allah will reward them with the following. Number one, high position in the heavens, where they have their permanent abode. Number two, they will be reunited with their righteous relatives, including their parents, spouses, children, and grandchildren. They all will be blessed with the union with the people whom they love in this worldly life. Also, the angels will welcome them, saying, peace be upon you, the greeting of the paradise. So it is clear from these verses of the Quran that Allah the Almighty has entrusted parents with their children, and when the parents fulfill their trust regarding their children, Allah will reunite the children and the parents, inshallah, in the paradise. Parents in Islam have the responsibility to raise up their children in an Islamic way. If they do so, they will be blessed in this life and in the hereafter. Regarding the trust of children, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, all of you are guardians and all of you are responsible for things under your guardianship. The man is a guardian over his family and responsible for them. The woman is a guardian of her husband's house and she is responsible for it. All of you are guardians for things under your control. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, didn't excuse anyone from responsibilities that Allah has put on every individual to build the Islamic society, all within their capacities. In reality, our situation as Ummah these days is nothing but the result of the neglect of this responsibility. Men and women, fathers and mothers, share the responsibility to raise up, to educate, and to build the new generations in the correct method and in the right way. Let us read this message from a father to his son. I found you a part of myself rather than I found you my whole. so much that if anything befall you, it was as though it befall me, and if death came to you, it was as though it came to me. Consequently, your affairs mean to me as my own affairs, parts of my experiences, so that you will be saved from going through these experiences yourself. The guidance and training that a parent gives to his children is vital for the progress of the child. Although the child may not appreciate it at the time, a loving parent knows that his child is a trust which Allah is the one to reward for it. Inshallah, today we will learn about the Islamic ways of raising our children in full details, so that we will have a clear strategy regarding our role and our responsibilities towards our children. The first question is, what is the meaning of raising children in an Islamic way? The answer is that raising children in an Islamic way means to provide them with the guidance and discipline through awakening the potential virtues in the human being and helping them to develop. Raising children according to Islamic rules is a plan and a strategy with a goal of having righteous Muslims living Islam as a way of life. That is to say, following the rules of the Quran, having Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the role model, also having the paradise as the final destination, inshallah. It is a continuous process which starts even before the delivery of the baby. It brings about change for the better. It is a movement towards having a successful Muslim community. Let us answer some questions related to the influence of the parents on their children and the aspects which they may need to teach their children. The first question is, what is the influence of the parents on their children? The answer is, parents have twofold influence on their children. The first influence is the influence through inheritance. Basically, we need to know that every child is having his genes from his parents. That is to say, the child is a combination of the characters of his parents, the father and the mother together. Even the physical appearance, intelligence, health or illnesses are often a result of inheritance, and this clarifies the importance of parents regarding the inherited characters to their children. To the influence through the contact. It is the mother who has the first contact with the baby, as she supplies him with the food which he needs to grow and have healthy body. So, a mother who has to take care of her emotional, mental and physical health so that she can provide the baby with the best circumstances for his normal growth. For example, smoking, medications or even depression can affect the baby's growth, which he or she will still suffer during all their life. As soon as the baby is delivered, he and she will be totally dependent on their parents, mothers mainly, to support them with the food, love and care which are essential for their growth. During the first 3 to 5 years of age, the babies are always willing to initiate all the actions which the parents teach them. For example, the way to eat, forms of speech, basic behavior responses are all picked up by the children according to the teaching and the observations of the parents. Your children are your mirrors, the mirrors of your manners and behaviors, as you are their teacher. So be aware of your great responsibility. I hope that every one of us is the important and the fundamental rule of the parent regarding the parents regarding their kids. So it is the trust for every Muslim to choose a Muslim partner who practices the religion and who is having good health, good characters, so that their influence on their children will be right and healthy one. This is the first responsibility regarding our children, which Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, teach us, as he said and encouraged regarding the marriage of the righteous people. Now we have the righteous parents. So the next question will be, what are the aspects of raising up that is to say training and teaching which every parent should cover? Number one, regarding the aspects of raising up the children, is the guidance. Believe in the unity of Allah, living Islam as a way of life, learning the rules of the Holy Quran, and learning the life of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Also learning the Islamic manners and morals. The importance of being a responsible human being towards yourself, family, community and humanity. Teaching must be in steps according to the age and ability of the child. Actually, this means that as soon as the child is 2 years old, we must start to clarify to him that the creator of everything around him is Allah, the Almighty, the creator of the heavens and earth. We must try to move with the child step by step according to what he can understand. We must clarify to him that the ball which he plays with is from Allah. The sun is from... Number two is discipline and role. Let us read from the Quran, from Surah number 12, verse number 53, about the importance of teaching our children the discipline and the control of their desires. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم. And I free not myself from the blame. Verily the human self is inclined to evil, except when my Lord bestows His mercy upon whom He wills. Verily my Lord is of forgiving most merciful. We must agree that it is more easy to follow the desires of the spirit than to control these desires, especially for the small child who lacks the maturity and the knowledge. In Islam, there are certain rules and values which every Muslim needs to learn and follow. It is the duty of the parents to teach their children the Islamic rules and behavior which all the children need so that they can live a good life and participate in building the successful, respectable community. The child must be taught that human being is different from the animals and that human being must control their desires and emotions like anger, jealousy, greed, and selfishness. It is the duty of the parents to deal with these emotions and to help the children to control them. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The right of a child over his parents is that he should give him a good name, make his manners good, and teach him the Quran." The third aspect regarding raising the children is healthy self-esteem. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, verse number 70, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And indeed, we have honored the son of Adam. Regarding this honoring, let us read from Surah number 15, verse number 29. We will read from Surah number 15, verse number 28 and 29. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من صلصال من حمأ مسنون فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين. And remember when your Lord said to the angel, I am going to create a man, Adam, from dried sounding clay of altered mud. So when I have fashioned him completely and pressed into him the soul which I created for him, then fall you down prostrating yourselves to him. Allah said, so in verse number 15, the meaning, so Allah is saying, so when I, this is Allah, have made him, this is Adam, complete and pressed into him of my spirit, fall down into prostration to him. This divine spirit, with its greatness and nobility, provides the human being towards dignity and respect. From young age, children show a desire for respect and attention. Feeling good about oneself brings peace and happiness. It is the duty of the parents to strengthen the roots of this quality in the spirits of their children. This means that it is a very big task regarding the parents, whom they always mention to their kids that they are hopeless case, they are failing, they cannot do anything in the best shape, they will never get good grades, they are not happy with them, they don't have hope in them. This is a very wrong strategy regarding raising the kids, because when you don't help them to have good self-esteem, they will lose their dignity, and gradually they will not try to achieve any good position in life because they already lost the respect and they already lost the trust regarding their abilities to become good people. So we must always encourage our children and we must always try to support their self-confidence so that they can try their best to achieve the best in their life. The fourth aspect regarding raising our children is related to making the children dependent. It is the duty of every parent to teach their kids to carry out personal and public responsibilities, an achievement often appreciated during the early years. A child who is not taught to do them when young will be very unwilling to do them when they grow up. Actually, if we don't try to make our kids to carry out some responsibilities, personal and public, while they are still young, they will never accept to carry out these responsibilities when they grow up. To love your child doesn't mean to do their work. For example, a 7-year-old child who is still fed by his mother, or a 10-year-old child who never cleans his room. This is not the true love regarding our children. The true love to our children is to help them to realize their physical and mental powers and to get accustomed to utilize them as early age as they can. Let us remind everyone about the great role of the parents in our life and how we were not appreciating this rule, so that inshallah when we raise our kids we must follow the same strategy which our parents tried with us, so that inshallah we will have good and righteous offspring. When you were 1 year old, your mother fed you and passed you. You thanked her by crying all the night. When you were 2 years old, she taught you to walk. You thanked her by running away when she called. When you were 3 years old, she made all your needs with love. You thanked her by tossing your plate on the floor. When you were 4 years old, she gave you some crayons. You thanked her by coloring the dining room table. When you were 5 years old, she dressed you for the holidays. You thanked her by looping into the nearest pile of mud. When you were 6 years old, she walked you into the school. You thanked her by screaming, "I am not going." When you were 7 years old, she bought you a baseball. You thanked her by throwing it through the next door neighbor window. When you were 8 years old, she handed you an ice cream. You thanked her by dripping it all over your lap. When you were 9 years old, she paid for Arabic lessons. You thanked her by never even bothering to practice it. When you were 10 years old, she drove you all the day for soccer, to gymnastics, to one birthday party after another. You thanked her by jumping out of the car and never looking back. When you were 11 years old, she took you and your friends to the movies. You thanked her by asking to sit in the different row. When you were 12 years old, she warned you not to watch certain TV shows. You thanked her by waiting until she left the house. When you were 13 years old, she suggested a haircut that was becoming. You thanked her by telling her she had no taste. When you were 14, she paid for a month away at a summer camp. You thanked her by forgetting to write a single letter. When you were 15, she came home from work looking for a hug. You thanked her by having your bathroom door locked. When you were 16, she taught you to drive her car. You thanked her by taking it every chance you could. When you were 17, she was expecting an important call. You thanked her by being on the phone all the night. When you were 18, she cried at your school graduation. You thanked her by staying out partying until dawn. When you were 19, she paid you for college tuition. You drove you to campus, carried your bags. You thanked her by saying goodbye outside the dorm so you wouldn't be embarrassed in front of your friends. When you were 20, she asked whether you were seeing anyone. You thanked her by saying, "It is none of your business." When you were 21, she suggested certain careers for the future. You thanked her by saying, "I don't want to be like you." When you were 22, she hugged you at your college graduation. You thanked her by asking whether she could pay for a trip to Europe. When you were 23, she gave you furniture for your first apartment. You thanked her by telling your friend it was ugly. When you were 24, she met your fiancé and asked about your plans for the future. You thanked her by glaring, "Ma, please." When you were 25, she helped to pay for your wedding, and she cried and told how deeply she loved you. You thanked her by moving halfway across the country. When you were 30, she called with some advice on the baby. You thanked her by telling her things are different now. When you were 40, she called to remind you of a relative's birthday. You thanked her by saying you were really busy right now. When you were 50, she fell ill and needed you to take care of her. You thanked her by reading about the burden parents become to their children. And then one day, she quietly died, and everything you never did came crashing down like thunder on your heart. If she's still around, never forget to love her more than ever. And if she is not, remember her unconditional love. Thank you, and let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.